When stocks, bonds, and the dollar all move lower, yet metal stays strong, that's not random. It's a signal. The markets are whispering that liquidity is tightening, that confidence is shifting. The world isn't rushing into cash anymore. It's quietly migrating toward real value.
The Morgan Report with David Morgan. Discover how to build and protect your wealth at themorganreport.com.
Well, the silver signal, backwardation, market stress, and the shift to real assets. You know, I've been getting a lot of questions lately about what's really going on in the markets, particularly the metals markets. Stocks took a sharp hit, the dollar index slipped, and gold and silver are holding firm. Now, one day does not make a market. But certain days, market change in character. When stocks, bonds, and the dollar all move lower, yet metals stay strong, that's not random. It's a signal. If the markets are whispering that liquidity is tightening, that confidence is shifting, the world isn't rushing into cash anymore. It's quietly migrating toward real value. The gold and silver have been recognized again and again. Not as trades, but as anchors of stability. Now, let's talk about silver specifically, because something extraordinary seems to be happening. We're in deep backwardation looking at the London market. Rafi Farber did a good job about why it's not technically backwardation. I'm just going to go with the anomaly between the LBMA and the COMEX. So we'll start there. I'll call it backwardation. We all know that means spot price is above the futures price, so I need it now. I need it on the spot. I'm willing to pay more for it. In a normal, well-supplied market, the opposite is true. I have to pay more for the future. But when the spot trades are above future, it makes people want the metal now and not some paper promise. Now, this, again, is in the LBMA. Is it throughout industrial users? I doubt it. So what does it tell us? In a way, it says that trust in paper is breaking down, but anyone that's watched this channel for long knows that. It's just accelerating. Refiners and industrial users are paying premiums for immediate delivery, and the holders of physical metal aren't willing to sell at today's price, although in the retail, there are more sellers than buyers in North America. And as of Friday, I got from two good sources I trust that some of the refiners are saying, no more. I'm not taking, quote unquote, what's called scrap silver. That's when you go in with your bracelet or your necklace or silver round even. Dealers will throw it into the pail, and it'll go out as wholesale silver to be smelted down into 999 fine commercial bars. Some refiners, not all, are saying, we're backed up. We don't want it anymore, which poses a problem potentially for retail dealers that maybe not wanting to buy your silver over the counter because they can't wholesale it out. Don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. Couple sources, just a couple of instances. It's not pervasive throughout the country. It's just something to be aware of. Anyway, back on topic. So what's the result of the backwardation? The futures market along the driver silver pricing is now following the physical market, not leading it. Will that continue? Time will tell. Usually things resolve fairly quickly. I expect it probably will. We'll see probably another increase in margin requirements, which we saw another one very recently. There's been two so far, but it is a sign of stress. And that stress could fracture the system further. It happens when real demand collides with a limited delivery supply. Can they manage it? Yeah, I think they can. But it's out there. The silver community, financial community, really sees what's happening here. So every time that they quell the problem, more and more people become aware. And as you know, paper promises do not equal silver reality. The big story here is rotation. Money's quietly leaving paper wealth and moving into tangible wealth. Stocks are reacting to shrinking margins and record government borrowing. The dollar's losing its status as safe haven. And in this environment, gold and silver don't need to explode higher. They just need to prove their worth. And that is what is needed while the economy stands still or slips further. So where does this go? Either future surge upward to close the gap, triggering a short covering rally, or at least some short covering. Or if the stress deepens, we may see delayed deliveries, or maybe new settlement rules. Either way, it confirms the same truth. Right now, the world wants real metal, and there's less of it than the market's able to deliver at this time. And again, it may not be pervasive. It may not be everywhere always at the same time. It could just be an LBMA problem. And as this continues, it could be resolved by shipping silver out of the COMEX and back to London. We'll see. But it's a warning flare. The system's being tested and the physical silver is quietly kind of calling a bluff on the futures market, at least temporarily. So I waited a long time for this shift, the moment when people begin to understand the difference between financial assets and real money. And it doesn't always come with fireworks. Sometimes it just starts like this, subtle, unknown, slow speed, a quiet signal. And that's when the wave that changes everything begins. So stay steady, hold your core positions. Use the volatility, don't fear it. Because when the dust settles, the winners will be the ones with the real things. This is David Morgan of themorganreport.com for this week. I'll be with you next week.
The U.S. government debt is about to cross $37 trillion. That's not a typo. That's trillion with a T. Tariffs are being used to try and even the playing fields. Global supply chains are shifting. Inflation isn't going away, and the value of your dollar? It's quietly being drained while no one is really talking about this. The truth is, we're living through the early stages of a financial reset, whether anyone wants to admit it or not. And if you're still relying on mainstream headlines or financial advisors who just tell you to ride it out, you could be blindsided when things really shift. That's where the Morgan Report comes in. For over 25 years, David Morgan has been helping investors cut through the noise. He tracks what actually drives markets, from precious metals and mining stocks to global debt and monetary policy, and show you how to protect and grow your wealth when the system is under stress. This isn't just about gold and silver. It's about having a clear-eyed view of where things are headed and making sure you're not caught off guard. The Morgan Report gives you real research, honest analysis, and strategies you can act on, even in a world of rising debt, unstable currencies, and economic uncertainty. Go to themorganreport.com today, download your free report, get informed, get ahead, and take back control of your financial future. Themorganreport.com, because $37 trillion in debt won't fix itself.